This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump travels later today to the southern city of Alamo, Texas, near the U.S.-Mexico border, where he is expected to use one of his final days in office to highlight his administration's efforts to curb illegal immigration. It will be his first public appearance since last Wednesday, when he said in a speech to his supporters that the presidential election was being stolen and urged them to fight before they stormed the U.S. Capitol. The president's visit to Texas also comes as the Democrat majority U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote today on a resolution calling for Vice President Mike Pence and members of President Trump's cabinet to use their constitutional authority to remove Trump from office. The measure, which is expected to pass, sets a 24-hour deadline for Pence to respond. Neither Pence nor any cabinet member has given public indication of supporting such action involving the 25th Amendment's provision allowing for the vice president and majority of the cabinet to declare a president unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office. House leaders are also pushing ahead with a separate impeachment resolution that lawmakers are scheduled to begin considering as early as Wednesday morning. House Democrats accused Trump of inciting an insurrection after last week's deadly storming of the U.S. Capitol in Washington. Dozens of Trump supporters have been arrested after that attack. Five people died in the mayhem, including a police officer whose death is being investigated as a homicide. As always, for much more news and details, you can join us at voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Concerns are growing after the rampage at the Capitol last week by extremists supporting President Trump that there may be more violent protests across the country leading up to the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden on January 20th. The February make that the FBI said in a bulletin that it has received information about an identified armed group intending to travel to Washington on the 16th. The FBI said they have warned that if Congress attempts to remove Trump via the 25th Amendment, a huge uprising will occur. While not commenting on the specific threats, other government agencies are taking steps to bolster security. The Department of Homeland Security announcing Monday it is directing the U.S. Secret Service, normally tasked with presidential security, to start its inauguration security operation this Wednesday, some 6 days earlier than planned. Officials at the World Health Organization said its efforts to investigate the origins of the coronavirus are not about finding someone to blame, as the agency sends a team of international experts to China this week. It was not immediately clear, however, if the experts would be allowed to travel to Wuhan, where the virus emerged in late 2019. Also on Monday, China announced 103 new COVID-19 cases, the country's biggest jump in infections in more than 5 months. President-elect Joe Biden got his second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine to complete his inoculation against the deadly disease. The president-elect, who responded to questions Monday after getting a shot, said the increasing number of deaths is wrong, and we can do a lot to change it. Vaccinations across the United States have been uneven and have not gone according to the Trump administration's plans. Biden's transition team plans to vaccinate as many people as possible with their first shot rather than save the vaccine for second doses. More than 3 weeks into Mexico City's second lockdown, some restaurateurs ignored official warnings and opened limited seating Monday under the slogan "Open or Die." Business owners say they have already burned through savings, negotiated leases, and reduced employee hours, all the while operating at a loss. The Mexican government has not provided extended or permanent assistance to small businesses or tax breaks. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, via remote, VOA News.